and just noticing how you feel physically, mentally, emotionally. So what is it like now? What is it like to be sitting here? And that not as a concept, it's this or it's that, just before you say anything about this moment, what is this moment like? So moving away from the endless conceptualization, come to listening then. Receptive, attentive, watchful, available. And again, this isn't something you think about. And then establishing a good posture, well grounded. Base of the posture, so feel the base of the posture now, let that become conscious. Like feel the thighs, the legs, the ankles, the buttocks, the pressure. Now don't tighten your eyes looking for some feeling in the body, but rather keep the mind very open, receptive, and let those parts of the body become conscious. So there isn't a sense of me trying to find something. There's just this movement in sensation in awareness. So the grounding of the posture, and then rising through the spine, get a sense of a nice open chest, nice tall posture, and rising through the neck. Top of the head, chin slightly tucked in. Arms and hands are soft, and the eyes and the jaw is soft. So sitting in that posture, and just let the body kind of come into view, as it were, and this isn't apparent right away, so just make that intention to let the bodily feelings become conscious. So if you wait and allow, then you start to feel different parts of the body. Again, it's not me looking at the body. There's no sense of self in this. It's just open awareness and bodily sensation. And then within that, let the breath become conscious. Let the breath into consciousness, however everyone says it. Again, you're not bearing down with your eyes, trying to see, localize your attention on some aspect of the breath, but you're keeping the mind very open. Awareness is very open. And within awareness, the breath moves. So for one whole in-breath, watchful, available. And a whole out-breath, watchful, available. So balance is watchful, available, awareness, receptivity. That's the point of balance. And then the pathway is one in-breath. It's like you're riding the bicycle down the pathway of one in-breath. And then balance down the pathway of one out-breath. So you don't want to be holding the handlebars tight and getting tense. But you have to pay attention to stay balanced. And then one area where we lose balance is at the end of the out-breath. So, watchful, available right to the end of the out-breath. And then as the next in-breath comes in, don't tighten the hands and don't tighten the eyes. Now at the end of the out-breath, if you're trying this kind of whole body awareness, you'll notice that trying too hard creates tension. And of course, not having any attentiveness, you'll fall asleep. So if you have that kind of dull, porridgey mind, then use the deep breathing. Do it for a long time. For 10, 15 minutes if you have to. So it's very interesting to work with the end of the out-breath to sustain that receptive quality right to the end of the out-breath. And then if there's any sort of becoming or trying to get or get rid of, you'll feel the tension in your body. So let's try some of those ideas.